His album Truth currently sits at the top of the ARIA Albums chart, the third time Guy Sebastian has achieved a mark in his career. A pretty handy birthday present. Good morning and welcome back to the show, Guy.
Oh, thanks, David. It was like a really amazing party, actually, that they threw for me when I found out about the number one. And I think we just ended up rolling the birthday party into the number one party. Well, they don't happen very often.
No.
The last one was 8 years ago, and then before that, it was 9 years. So, I knew that Sony were throwing some kind of celebration when I found out that it went number one. And then, as I sat down, they said, oh, look, we've got some guests, you know, and they said, your best mate here, Timbo, and in comes Timbo. Then they said, oh, your brother, and, you know, my brothers who live in Sydney were there. And then they said, oh, look, we've got a couple more guests, actually. And suddenly my parents walked through the door.
Sony, well done.
Flown down. They just nailed it, and I was just gone. It was a massive tear attack. It was just, yeah, we were absolutely gone. But I haven't seen my parents, you know, they're still in Adelaide, obviously, and I haven't seen them for 8 months or something.
Amazing.
So it was just such a nice way to celebrate.
You'd had such success with the singles coming into this album release, but tell me about the satisfaction you get with a mark like number one.
Look, I've never been the person that strives for numbers or charts or awards and that sort of stuff. It's always nice, of course. I could be, I think anyone would say it's always nice to receive accolades, but I think as I've gotten older, I've been more consumed by the connection. That's really what kind of, that's what I get off on, I guess. It's reading messages that I get every day from people who have connected with certain songs, and especially on an emotional level.
Like I
will release songs that are a bit more lighthearted. Like there's one called Love on Display, which is the current single.
And, of course.
But then there's songs like Standing With You, which deals with mental health and standing with each other, and Choir, which deals with, loss and grief, and just the way that music connects with people just blows my mind, and it helps people through stuff. And when they write in and share those things with me, it's such an incredible feeling as a songwriter.
You'll have the chance to actually get that connection in person. The Truth Tour has been locked in since the last time we spoke to you. Wednesday, November 24 next year. You can get your tickets through Ticketek. You've got some time to prepare for this one. So has planning already begun?
Look, not the planning for a lot of the creative stuff. I've got to really kind of get in a position where I can be with my band and I can sit down with my, video content creators.
You've got a year. It's okay.
I've got some time, so I'm not rushing into it. And look, that's a pretty abnormal announcement, you know, being that far out announcing a tour. But I've been blown away by the response and have had to already, you know, announce some new shows. But I think it's a reminder that people are just desperate to gather again. I know over there you guys have kind of been COVID free and have been, you know, sort of going about business almost pretty much normally. But you know, there's other parts of the country that have been, you know, pretty savage by COVID, especially obviously in Victoria. And then even in other states, like if you go to a gig, everyone's socially distancing. You're not allowed to sing. You're not allowed to cheer or even clap in some instances. My brother's been doing shows and they're not allowed to cheer or anything. It's such
that's
a weird,
so, that's so odd.
Weird way to perform. Yeah, but I, you know, I've been trying to announce a safe date, and it just kept looking really unlikely to tour this year, obviously, and then even early next year. So I feel like by November next year, we should be sweet, hopefully. I think that the least problem will be going to a Guy Sebastian show if we can't gather in November next year.
Can't wait for it. Hey, Guy, there's been some interesting movements in the TV world over the last couple of weeks. Channel 7 first purchased the rights to The Voice, and then they've announced that they're bringing Idol back in 2022. So, now that they're on the same network, can you choose the superior franchise? Idol gave you the launching pad. The Voice has done very well for your family over the last couple of years. Which is superior?
Look, I don't think I can say a superior.
Damn it, Guy, come on.
I feel like, obviously, the premise is very similar. Like they're looking for talent.
And
there's a certain talent pool in Australia, and they're going to have to definitely look, you know, they're going to have to look pretty hard, and they're obviously going to also, you know, they're going to need to make it a really great thing for artists to be involved in. And that means looking after and making sure that the deals are great, you know, like the record deals and all that sort of stuff. Like, I think when it comes to a talent pool, they got to make sure that the talent's looked after. And I feel like The Voice is a very different show. The Voice is all about mentoring. It's all about, you know, taking an artist and having a vision for them and as a coach, actually really coaching them. Whereas I feel like Idol, and I think this is also the beauty of Idol, because I look at my own, you know, my own journey on Idol, you're kind of left to your own devices. And for the first quite a few auditions, it's just the artist singing a cappella.
Yeah.
And so it's very bare, it's very talent focused, but it's also kind of a little bit more in the artist court. Like it's up to them to showcase who they are. But yeah, and back in the day, it's not like Mark Holden or Dicko or Marsha chose songs for us or helped us. They judged us. So we had to choose a song. We were kind of left to our own devices. And so it's a very different kind of show, and both, I think, have you know, their strengths.
Hey, Guy, before you get out of here, we need your help on this show. Are you someone that's good at letting small criticisms go?
I've gotten better. I think everyone struggles with criticism, don't they? It's one of those tough things, and then you fight, you try and fight your position, and then most of the time you walk away and you go, oh, maybe there's a bit of truth in that, maybe that is a bit correct and I need to work on that or whatever.
Well, don't worry, we're not going to level any at you. We received a pointed message on this show a few months ago from a bloke in Strathalbyn called Aaron, who said, please tell Damon don't try and sing on the radio. So it was a little bit harsh, right? But ever since, over the last 6 months, I've been singing him a song every week, changing the lyrics of a popular song to try to sway his opinion, get him around. But he still hasn't got back to me. Right. I've not tried a Guy Sebastian song because, mate, your range far too much for me. But I'm just hoping that you could sing us two lines of Love on Display. But let's change it up for Aaron. So I'm thinking this, right? Aaron, please do not let me down. Send a message Damon's way. Guy, can you sing that a little bit better?
All right, I'll try. Aaron, please don't let me down. Send a message Damon's way.
Yes! Get How's Guy's that? New number one album, Truth, and his new single, Love on Display. It's out now. Tickets are on sale for his Truth Tour through Ticketek. Legend Guy Sebastian. It's been a pleasure, mate.
Absolutely. And Aaron, don't go easy on him. Keep him accountable.
What?
Let the singing be done by the professionals.
Guy, you're a champion. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, legend. Have a good one.